An 11-member expedition called Paddle Forward has passed the 4-week mark in its canoe trip down the Mississippi River. That's a journey of 2,300 miles. Its mission is not mere adventure. The crew is interacting with classrooms and chronicling lives along the way, with plans to churn it all into a documentary. We're vicariously experiencing the expedition through crew member Martha Brummett. She's a 24-year-old Whitefish Bay native. Brummett says an average day on the river can add up to 11 hours of paddling. Sometimes, such as earlier this week, the team set out well before dawn because of the weather forecast.
We knew that the next day was going to be really windy, so we woke up at 3 in the morning and paddled starting around 4 o'clock.
Brummett says they passed barges along the way.
And it was beautiful, and we were really close together with our headlamps on. It didn't feel like we were on water. When you looked out, you couldn't really tell you were on a body of water. And then as the sun started to rise, a duck started flying. And that day we paddled about 30 miles.
Word seems to be spreading about the Paddle Forward expedition. Big River Magazine shared the news and caught the eye of a Winona, Minnesota resident, Bert Guile.
And he had been going out on the river for several days, waiting for us to paddle down. And one day he was about to head back home and he saw us, waited for us and paddled with us for a couple of miles and showed us a part of the river that we wouldn't have seen if it hadn't been for Bert. We got to see a boathouse community where people live in a little house floating on some big rafts.
It's called the Latch Island Boathouse Community, and it dates back more than a century. Brummett says the number of interesting encounters is multiplying, yet she savors the early morning paddling and the times cell phones and communication gizmos go offline. But Paddle Forward seems destined to not fall under the radar. When the canoes passed through Lock 9, north of Cassville, Wisconsin, the lockmaster passed along a note from the U.S. Coast Guard.
And they want us to be in communication with them at 6 in the morning and 6 at night, just to let them know where we are and that we're okay.
That's Whitefish Bay native Martha Brummett, crew member and our guide for the Paddle Forward expedition. It's heading downstream on the Mississippi River toward New Orleans. You'll find Brummett's weekly check-ins, complete with photos and the occasional video, on our website, wuwm.com/paddle.